Hi, this is Tim at Pinto's Lost Chronicles. The start of season 2, I will be joining Pinto doing the hot sauce challenge. I hope you all enjoy. It's going to be a zinger. It's going to suck.
I like this one.
Hey, I hear it a lot.
Seems like it's overplayed. All right, guys, welcome back to Pinto's Lost Chronicles, season 2. Ooh. Hey, we freaking moved.
Yep.
It feels like moving out of mom's house, but it's into like, the basement. Oh, my gosh. A lot of things have happened since we've been gone, Tim.
Yeah.
Oh God. One main funny thing is, are you 21? Are you allowed to buy cigarettes?
Now that happened. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I can't believe that.
Just above the my fiance's son, he was 18. And he was fuming when they found out he had to be 21 to buy the vape cartridges. Yeah. So he went to the gas station. He just started loading up.
Man, it was the funniest thing because I have so many people on Facebook were talking about that. And they're like, No. That's it still has to do this and do that. I was like, no. In Glasgow, Montana, you're not allowed to buy it.
No, not anymore.
And you're like, there are so many people ticked off about it. And there's another rebuttal about it. If we have somebody who wants to talk about it on the show, come over and check us out, guys.
Yeah.
We'd love to debate about this. But
yeah,
so if you guys got $50, email Tim Grandchamp. He'll go buy you some cigarettes or vape pens.
Oh, excuse me. No.
I am joking. Anyway.
I hope he is.
All right.
Don't message me. If I get a message on my phone.
Oh, gosh.
Stop that right there.
Right there. Tim's going to shut it down.
Nope.
Next thing is, they tried to impeach Donald Trump.
Yep.
Did it happen?
Nope. Failed. No. Oh.
Yep. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not really political, but...
Neither am I. No.
But it happens. I just love taking people off. And I got people offended by half the stuff I post on Facebook just to get a reaction. I just don't...
Why not?
I don't know.
Why not? That's the best way to live.
Oh, so...
Say shocking shit.
Basically. What else happened, Tim?
Oh, quite a bit happened. Next month, I would like to officially say that I will be off probation. Like the area I was. I'm on my 5th month one.
Wow.
And it'll be for St. Paddy's Day.
Ooh. So, what's going to be the challenge of the day?
For the today?
Today. People are probably wondering what the heck's going on. We kind of posted it around.
Something to do with fire instead of our assholes. Well, it's got to start with our tongues first. It is hot wings, and it's from jalapeno to ghost pepper.
Yeah.
And I only went up to habanero when I ate any kind of wings.
Yeah.
And they're good. I like hot wings and such, but just bumping it up, that's like piling wood on top of a fire, on top of another fire, on top of a fire, into a volcano.
So basically we have 8 little dipping sauces.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask each other questions and move through this. But the fun thing is, what's going to happen if one of us taps out?
One of us has to be the deity on St. Paddy's Day.
God, that's going to suck.
I'm going to power through this.
All right, so did you just kick off and start doing this, or how do you do this? Because, we did steal hot ones.
Yeah. I am grabbing one of these. Oh, keep those baby wipes close. I might need to take a bolt.
Oh, gosh. All right. Oh.
If I take off out of here, it is not to puke. Just saying.
I've seen on the hot ones, they got a puke bucket.
Oh, yeah.
Is it that bad, you think?
Or
are they just still making it so hot that people have to puke?
Well, I've heard that if it's the hottest peppers, like the Carolina Riot or Caroline, you know, I can't even speak English right now. Carolina Reaper, and someone ate it, it wasn't the hot sauce that burned them, it was them throwing up and it ruined their esophagus.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think it's this bad, because we got this off of Walmart, so Walmart won't kill us, would they?
You never know.
All right. So we got lined up the least hottest to the hottest from our right to our left.
Yep.
This is going to be stupid. I don't even know why I bought this.
Well, I seen the sauces inside the house, and I was thinking, my mouth is literally watering. For the beginning, you know, but when we start getting towards the end, I don't know.
So how are we going to do this? Like, dip it in and take that's it, and then you finish the whole chicken nugget? Or we have to take each time we dip it, we have to... To finish it, you have to keep eating.
Finish the whole nugget.
You got to keep biting.
Yeah.
So bigger the bite.
Either that, or you can break a big one in half. And
yeah, that's the same size.
Yeah.
All right, Tim, your question.
My question. I want to know what your opinion is. I just seen this on Facebook. Robert Pattinson's Batman and his new bat suit. What do you think? What'd you think? Like it?
Well, let me dip this in first, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
All right. Should we do a cheers real quick first? Cheers. Hold on. Let me spell this one. What's this one?
Jalapeno.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Yeah, that's just jalapeno.
I was eating chips like that.
Mm. I love jalapenos.
Okay. What I got out of it was... That's not bad.
Yeah, it's delicious.
No, screw it. We're going to double dip.
Yeah.
My germs. What I liked about it was, have you played any of the Arkham games?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm getting the vibe off.
The suit from it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
But it says basically year two of Batman beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I read.
Well, I didn't read any of it. I just saw the picture. So.
Yeah, I read into it. And I'm skeptical. I mean, did they choose right? But also...
Well, it's like Frank Miller's Batman... The way they did with Ben Affleck and stuff, and everyone thought it was going to go more in that style.
Yeah.
We were completely wrong.
No.
But once again, comic book nerds are...
They're skeptical. Very biggest skeptics.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I gotta say, nobody really, like, but me enjoyed Ben Affleck as Batman, but not as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I can see is Ben Affleck. And all I can see is... All I can see is, like, Jay and Silent Bob or... Mallrats or Dogma.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I saw Matt Murdock. I'm like, ugh. Some terrible Daredevil movie. But he was awesome. The bat suit was cool. The voice modulator. The suit was like the color that I grew up with the animated Batman show.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of, it looked like it was lined, so it was obviously bulletproof.
Yeah.
It was cool, but not knife-proof because he got stabbed in the shoulder.
Ah! Killed him, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was an interesting Batman, but I just couldn't do him as Bruce Wayne.
So, do you think they're going to follow the whole Arkham story, or where are they going to go with this?
Hmm. They were talking about having Colin Farrell as Penguin.
I heard about that, too.
Yeah. Wonder how he'd do. And they're going to have to use CGI to shorten him up unless he's already short enough.
Well, see, and that's the thing. Are they going to do the whole Rob Nero? No,
Joaquin Phoenix.
No.
No.
For Penguin. Batman Returns.
Batman Returns.
Batman. Danny DeVito.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they going to do it that way, or are they going to do it the Gotham style with his deformed hand?
Yeah. And his clubbed foot. Mm. And he's walking sideways with his foot out sideways like a penguin. I'm thinking they're probably going to lean towards that way, but I don't know if they can make him hunched.
Yeah.
No, he's going to be... what was the storyline in the Batman Returns? He was rich people.
Yeah.
He was part of the rich community.
He was a deformed for that.
Yeah, and he got cast out by his parents. Which was a messed up storyline, but yeah.
Anything with Tim Burton's going to be bad. So, on a 1 through 10, what do you think on that one?
That is a 4 for jalapeno flavor. No, not jalapeno flavor, but spice. For jalapeno flavor, spot on.
See, I keep looking for my drink, and I'm like, crap, I can't drink anything.
I'm going to wash it down.
I'm just feeling like we should have had water, but...
I'm good.
Oh.
Maybe I can tough it out.
All right, Tim's going to... I got to keep the size portion. All right, what's number two?
Number two. What was number two? This one was Chipotle.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Chipotle, not bad.
Gosh, I can't even think of a question. What?
Scopoli.
Our producer's saying something. What?
Scoville unit.
Scoville unit? Oh, I got to read the Scoville units of these. Yeah.
So just one at a time. So yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna read out the Scoville units. 1,000 Scoville unit for the jalapeno. This one is 5,000. So we're jumping 4,000 in.
Whew. Oh. Gosh. Okay. So what can top question I can ask you? Rumors was talking about Resident Evil. Do they start over fresh and actually do it correctly?
A Netflix series?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. I read something and I thought it was the movie, and it's going to have someone with Chris and some other guy like named Mark, and I was like, what is this? And I was reading, and I started reading, and I'm like, this better not be the movie. I thought they were going to follow the mansion. And I read it was a new upcoming game. I'm like, oh, okay, God. So they can't just have Chris. They got to have Chris, Jill, Barry, Wesker. And then they got to have all the crazy shit that happens to them, like the traps.
Yeah.
The first encounter of the zombie. They already encountered the zombie dogs.
Well, I think they're just going to start fresh, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
What? That one has more of a smoke.
Yeah. That's very smoky.
All right, that's one.
The director, have you seen Death Note on Netflix?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Well, I thought it wasn't that good at all. This is a Japanese anime manga, and it's about a Japanese kid that finds a notebook of a death god, and he starts writing criminals' names in it. And his father is like chief of police. So he's got access to criminal records on his father's computer or his website. Huh. So he starts getting this god complex. And he can see a Shinigami, which is a death god. But the death god's basically not his friend or his foe. He just wants to have... He was bored. That's what he did. He dropped it on Earth purposely. Now, same with thing with the American version, because they did Japanese movies. And that ended. But I thought this was a remake, but apparently it's supposed to be a reboot and a sequel. So this Ryuk is basically the same one from Japan. That's what I caught from
it. That's the only thing right now I've been so disappointed about Netflix, is lately everything is... We as Americans, we don't have original ideas. It's all... We're stealing ideas for Japan to come over here. And,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, we can come up with original ideas.
It's a remake of a remake.
We just need...
With that being said, though...
But,
back to the video game concept of Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the only game that I could see that I would like to watch?
I would prefer to watch just up until the Raccoon City outbreak incident where it ends, where they finally destroy the entire city. Because the story follows mostly around these group of characters, Chris, Jill, Wesker, Leon, Claire, Jill, and Carlos. Jill is also the third one. But the story led up from the mansion incident. The mansion got destroyed and such. And then an outbreak leaked into the city through sewer rats. And there were creatures, zombies still wandering the forest. Hikers were getting attacked. The virus became airborne. Rats started carrying it. Who knows? Maybe mosquitoes started carrying it too. Nope.
Party I got fun. It. I saved it. Cut too hot.
But the director from Death Note, the American Death Note, is producing this one. And we don't know how it's going to do, but they say they're going to start at the mansion with the 3-4 original characters, which I'm excited. Huh. Yep.
So what do you think of this number two?
Number two?
Like you said, you still got another dip there. You can put that little chrome in there. Jim's a little hesitant. I can see him.
My nose is starting to clear up. It was, like you said, smoky, kind of barbecue-y. Spice. Could be better.
All right.
That was Chipotle.
Okay, so we're moving to three. Do you want to get a smaller guy, or?
Let's get a little nugget, yeah.
Okay.
All right, the next step is cayenne. I eat cayenne pepper on my eggs. And the Scoville is... Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. 10,000.
10,000. So we just jumped 5,000.
That is a quick jump.
Oh, great.
Now my question for you. You're talking about Resident Evil. Now, Mortal Kombat.
Ooh.
They're coming out with a reboot, and they say it's going to be a hard R rating because of bloody gore.
Well, it should be.
Yeah. I mean...
So what's your question? Am I excited for it?
Have you looked into any of it?
So who is directing it? Is it that Juan that directed Aquaman?
Yes, I believe so.
So, yeah, I am more interested in that one because you could see how he's done horror films to superhero films to...
He did the Insidious movies, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, the first one freaked me out.
Yep. So you're just going to kind of be curious.
Oh, I am looking forward to that.
Ooh. Do you even smell this before you put this in your mouth?
Oh, no wonder my sinuses are getting clear. They just start leaking out of my nose. But I'm excited because I read the cast line. You're going to have Sub-Zero and Scorpion, of course. Luke Kang, Johnny Cage, Kung Lao. They're sure you have Kung Lao on these ones. Shang Tsung, Raiden, Sonya. I didn't see anything about Reptile. They're going to have... Here's one. Natara. She was from one of the other games. I think it was the start of Deadly Alliance or Deception. But she is an outworld vampire or something like that. And... Yeah.
Well, which I'm liking about too. I don't know if you've seen the previews of the new Mortal Kombat game. They're making a Heath Ledger Joker.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 11.
Yeah.
I watched some videos of him and his fatality. Brutal.
Yeah, I love those.
And I love how they do when they introduce another character to another character, they'll say certain lines.
Yeah.
And the Joker is just such a smart ass. Yeah,
I like that with the Baraka one. It's like that. He's like, whoa! Like that. He's all freaking out. He's like, what? Are you scared the way I can use it? No, the money I can make off of that. Once I kill you.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
The Joker, that one's awesome. The fatalities in that one were the most brutal I've ever seen in any Mortal Kombat because they are going into such graphic detail.
Oh, yeah. Which is okay for any Mortal Kombat game, which I think it's going to be great.
Oh.
But,
the movie.
The movie's going to be awesome.
Oh.
I don't care what anybody said. I loved all those ones.
Oh, I can't wait to see how Johnny Cage is going to be. I hope he has me rolling.
This should be interesting. Oh, what is it? Yeah, well, I wonder if Smoke's going to be in there.
Right? Like, they got this cast out, but they might have additional cast members hidden from the internet.
Well, that's the thing is, let's move to the next thing.
Yeah. Alrighty. Let's move some stuff around here.
Tim's like, I don't want to get any hot ones. All right, so those ones look the same.
Yep. Am I saving the big ones for the last?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just dive into the big ones here.
Cut them in half?
Yeah, you can go ahead that one. I mean, I am a merciful God. All right, next step is garlic. Oh, I love garlic. And... this one is 30,000. Power levels is jumping.
All right.
All right.
So I know this is my question, right? Yeah, because you brought
it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So Fast and Furious just started number 9 out. How do you feel about how much information they just gave?
From that one trailer?
That one trailer. Are you pissed? Where's The Rock? Why is John Cena there?
All of a sudden, Dom has a brother?
Yeah. Why don't we talk about him before?
Right?
He's this big badass.
Yeah. Like, I am so lost. And then Han's alive?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he died a long time ago. Let me guess, he faked his death.
Or it's like a... before Tokyo Drift and all this stuff happened.
Yeah. Well, maybe. But they looked surprised when he walked in, though. He has shorter hair. He looks older. Now... I've watched all Fast and Furious, and they started losing me after Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
But I still watched them just to find out what's going on.
Which one am I at?
It's right this one.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah. You can't do that to me. one of my other Fast and Furious 5 was more of my favorite because it was more of a bank heist. And they just got loaded.
Well, that's the thing is, how much outrageous shit can they pull? On that, and yet the saddest thing is, as fans, people are going to sit there, fuck, you can make 100, like we said before, you can make 100 of those, and we're going to fucking go see them. I don't give a fuck who you are. We're going to see it. Yeah. You know?
And they still are.
And, like, I kept saying, is you watch Point Break with Keanu Reeves.
Yep.
It's exactly same movie as the first one.
Just different cast.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, wait, Adrenaline Junkies, but they've got cars, and they're not surfboards.
Oh, yeah. And now they're trying to stop world terrorists?
Yeah.
This is getting a little weird. I'm kind of wondering where the conspiracy is here. Like, what was his name? Mr. Nobody? It was Kurt Russell's character. I didn't see him in the last one.
Yeah. I haven't watched a lot of them lately.
Yeah.
One thing I'm excited about is at least the rumors of Justin, maybe that's what they're hiding back. Justin Bieber was supposed to be Paul Walker's son.
Yeah, thank God. It's not.
I don't know yet. Maybe that's a surprise.
Sorry, girls. Yeah, no, he looks like Justin Bieber's pornographic uncle now. He does. Got the rat stash going, the long shaggy hair. He looks like he's been drinking since he did start. I mean, he's looking sickly. Yeah, no dip of this.
Not bad. That's the thing. I keep thinking these were going to be a lot worse.
Yeah. This is actually good. I like this one.
Mm. Well, even the Chipotle one is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that was smoky was probably the best one I liked. This one wasn't bad either.
I don't know why we have those little wings. We pushed out too early on that one. Yeah. I was just getting out of work. I messaged Tanisha. I told her, all right, I'm on my way home. All right, still making dinner. No. Well, we got to eat. We're going to Kyle's. We're going to Pinto's, and we're going to eat these hot wings. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're excited. Ooh.
Perhaps that third bite, that one gets worse. Yeah.
Ooh.
At the end, you should mix them all together.
Well, if no one taps out, we're going to probably do...
Oh. Then it's to the hospital and get my stomach pumped.
Well, at least we're only a block away. It's getting a little warm in here. My head's sweating.
Shoveling snow.
Are you sweating yet, or is it just me?
I think it's just you.
Oh, man.
I'm just starting to warm up.
Well, yeah, but Tim hasn't even... I've been doing, like, double dips.
Oh, I've been scooping them up. Oh, I'm going to get them drizzling down.
All right, next one. Where are we at next now?
One, we are on number...
No, it's the one next.
That one. There we go. No. Nope. This one is sriracha.
See, that's one I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Nope. And the heat...
Come on.
...is... I'm losing my place here. 100,000? Is that accurate?
What?
That is accurate. 100,000. Oh, Lord. We jumped 50,000.
That can't be that bad.
No. I eat sriracha. I eat it on my Subway sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
eat that for breakfast.
I eat sriracha for breakfast.
All right. So how many nuggets we got left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So we're going to save those two for the last one? Like.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're going to have to dose that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Alrighty.
All right. So... My question. Let me dip here.
Yeah.
So, you watched the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
Did you see the trailer for Falcon and the Winter Soldier, WandaVision, and Loki?
I have not.
Check them out. They're little teasers. They're pretty good. They are going up against the villain from Captain America Civil War. The one who tried using the Russian information to have Bucky go Winter Soldier again. They're battling him. He's back. Seen him in the trailer. Baron Zemo. Hmm. And apparently he's going to wear his iconic purple mask.
Hmm.
Yeah. In the comic books, he was messed up. He blew up a school, for God's sakes.
Yeah. No, this is not that bad.
Not at all. I looked a little worried there.
Watch, they're saving it. Works for a lot.
Don't eat the ghost pepper. I'm going to eat the ghost pepper.
I've ate the worm in a tequila bottle. I'm pretty sure I'll. knows. Famous last words.
My baby said, I love you, Avery, just in case I don't see you again. Well, she'll probably won't see you for a while. You'll be in the bathroom.
Oh. My anus is on
fire. Avery, I need you to grab another baby wipe.
What? Never mind.
Don't worry. She's in school. Oh, God. Out of toilet paper. You're stuck on there. Oh, no.
It's not that bad.
Not at all. I like that. The garlic one's still my favorite.
Scale of
1
to
10. Scale of 1 to 10? Spicy-wise, that's a good 6.
I think that bottle of sriracha sauce I have is worse than that.
Really? That Chinese one?
Yeah.
Oh, I should pour some of that in there.
That's not bad.
Well, I'm starting to feel the heat hit my head.
Really?
Yeah.
I finally cooled down. My hand got cold.
My head's starting to feel warm. I like it. All right. Flavor-wise for the sriracha, though, I definitely suggest
eating that. That's still good. Like that smoke. Maybe we should do it another round with the chips there, too. Maybe that's why it's not kicking in.
Oh, God. Dessert?
Yeah, basically. Let's do that again. Screw it. All right. We're only at 26 minutes for this podcast show.
Yep.
Tim's like, my butthole, though.
Here we go. It's tearing me in half. Oh. All right, this one is... Let's see, am I right?
Mango.
Mango. Level 6. And...
God, it has a horrible smell, though.
300,000.
You can really smell the mango on that.
Oh, yeah.
From 30,000 to
300? Oh, no, it went from 100,000 to 300,000.
Okay. Sorry.
Yep.
I didn't mean to talk, but
holy shit. All right. If Sonic the Hedgehog, The Flash... and Superman had a race, who would win and why?
That is a difficult, loaded question. I don't know. Sonic's pretty fast. Flash can time travel. I've never seen Superman time travel. I'd have to go with the Flash. Because, yeah.
That got that sweet taste.
Uh-huh.
I would say Superman... technically has time travel because he make the world go.
Was that classic Superman? Was that with what was his name? He passed away years ago.
Adam. Adam what?
No, that's Batman. Don't do that. Don't cough.
Sorry.
All right. He
ended up in a wheelchair from a stunt. Okay. Oh, I'm feeling that one. Sweet, but
Christopher Walk. No, Christopher
Reeves. There we go. Yeah.
Fell off the horse. And
yeah.
Oh,
tragic.
Go ahead, Ted. Another one.
Oh, yeah. I'm just eating the crusties.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Now it's sweet, then it starts tingling, and it starts burning. It's good though.
That's what
I did
to my lips.
I'm really starting to feel it.
All right, I'm going for a third dip.
Oh, really?
I am all that is man. Damn, I need you to take me to the hospital. All right, 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's like a ball of burning iron in my gut. Tanisha, just rip off my shirt. Cut it out of it.
The thing from Aliens pops up. Gosh, I keep looking for something to drink.
There's milk, but that's a tap out.
No tap out.
Once again, guys, if you're tuning in and watching the podcast show, loser will be the DD driver, which isn't technically DD. Well, not technically a bad thing, because we like to make sure everyone's getting home safe. Well, that's another great thing that's going on in Glasgow. A lot of people are upset about it. I don't care who you are, but Dink's Bar.
Oh, yeah.
Dink's Bar is giving Friday and Saturday free rides out to anybody that needs drinks. Even if you're on down at Front Street, they'll come pick you up. I had a ride the other day sitting at my house.
From Front Street?
Yeah, in my house.
Oh, shit. Nice. Yeah,
they'll pick you up and we'll take you to the house.
Even from not their bar.
Yep. They'll pick you up. Sober or drunk at your house or at other bars.
I hope they're what? I hope they're smart about that, because you know they want people puking, peeing, or boning in the backseat or something. Well,
it's
or whatever.
I think it's gonna be a great thing.
Yeah, but I think they'd definitely make some good money off of that, because you know wallets and purses get a little loose when you're drunk.
Oh yeah. But last week I saw a couple videos out there, and people were just partying. It was like jam packed. I was like, and DB's is probably the size of the garage here. So.
Yeah, it's a nice tiny bar.
Yeah,
it's tiny.
Yeah. So
it was a cool. I went and checked it out, and I went to go pick up my fiance, and not bad.
Yeah,
a nice interior.
Yeah,
like a nice
remodel it, but the outside. But imagine you have that house right next to it.
Oh yeah,
you can have a bed and breakfast or bed and pass out.
Oh.
Write it down. You guys seen it.
All right.
Drunk.
Let's see.
Which one we got now? Second to last?
Second to last. Let's
see. My head's starting to hurt.
It's starting to hurt?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Huh? Oh, I'll get to it. Ooh. I'm just trying to even this out between us. Here we go. We're just going to do this.
Are we going to do that next to go through the chips and try one more? Tim's like, no.
Maybe.
Are you okay?
That's a little burning. My head's getting hot.
That one hit you?
Oh, yeah. The mango is sweet. Oh. Next one. Bring it on, bitch. Habanero.
His last words.
And?
Oh, yeah, the heat level. Oh, 600,000.
I can't think that's that bad.
Don't smell it. You never smell it before you eat it.
I always smell something before I eat it.
Oh,
no.
Always smell something before I eat it.
This is going to be horrible. I can feel that one.
Good luck, boys.
All right. I got to ask a question. I got to think of one. Get my mind to the game.
Oh, no. My crusty fell off. That's going to count as one.
Hey. HQ.
HQ? Headquarters? Okay, yeah, I got it. Alright, here we go. Let's just get this sucker soaked.
Yeah.
I've made better choices in my life, and I think burning down the bridge is a step down from this. By the way, if you don't know my history, yeah, I was a stupid kid.
Stain one. Oh, you took a bite of it already?
Oh.
Wait, you're one. Gone.
I'm going to soak this sucker. Bring it on.
Okay, is that soaked enough for you?
Oh, yeah. Get it wet. You know, you remember Kelly McVay?
Remind me.
He used to work at Subway, long kind of shaggy.
Yeah.
He was awesome, mm-hmm. And he used to tell me, because I would sit there and eat jalapenos. And he told me that Mexicans down there would just like hang out of their cars. Oh.
Oh. Oh.
And they would just eat plastic or paper bags and just eat jalapenos, and you get a high off of it. I'm like, what?
I regret that.
There's milk right there.
Yeah.
Whole gallon. Whole half a gallon. Whole half a gallon. Yeah. Is waiting for you. All right. Harley Quinn. Now, how was it? Like, with the references and such like that, did they reference any other villains or anything of the sort? Any villains, any other heroes?
The way they did the Harley Quinn in Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
Whew. That one's kicking in. I loved it. I didn't think I was going to like it. I thought it was going to be more of a chick frick.
Yeah.
Flick. Ooh, words are kicking in.
Chick frick.
Anyway, and it was actually more action packed. And the way Robbie played her is just the accent, the box of the accent. He had more of a.
Love it.
He had more depth. In that character, that which you never saw, and thank God it actually had a single movie, because you know, Harley Quinn wasn't even in anything else up, you know, until the 90s. I remember as a kid, as Batman and stuff, you know, early Batman.
She came in the animated Batman series
as a sidekick, and now she's doing her own fucking thing.
Yeah, she
not even a scene of the Joker in that movie.
No, by the just way. A mention. Yeah, I see a picture on Facebook of Black Mask wearing his black skull mask.
Oh yeah,
and he was played by Ewan McGregor. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow, Obi-Wan.
Yeah, you were the chosen one,
Christopher Robin.
I kept sitting there thinking, like, God, that guy looks familiar. But.
Yeah, I went to poo.
You took a poo?
Yeah, it was Winnie the Pooh. That
Christopher Robin.
Yeah, and I was watching this. Yeah, Christopher Robin. I was watching this. And I'm like, he sounds so familiar. He looks so familiar. I'm like, what is this guy's name? And I started, like, right in the middle of the theater, Googling. I'm like, Obi-Wan, what the hell? I am just rambling on now.
What's a good thing? We're trying to stay.
It helps my mouth. There was a scene in Return of the Jedi, and this clip popped up on Facebook, and it was funny because this guy's watching Return of the Jedi, and Luke, when he's battling Vader, does a jump and then does a backflip onto the balcony, and the dude starts laughing. He's like, "See that, guys? He's got the high ground." And I just started laughing and was like, "Oh my god!" He's like, "Obi-Wan has taught you well." Damn right, he's taught you well. Oh, that was awesome.
Jeez. How you feeling, Tim? Is it kicking in? I can feel it right in my heart. I feel it like it's going to get heartburn here soon.
My nose is flowing. Yeah. My heart is warm.
Your heart is always warm.
One left, right?
One left, and we should just try to do the hottest ones again.
I still think...
Until there's a winner.
I still think you mix them all in one and...
Oh.
What's that?
I know my balls are big, but not that big. That is ghost pepper.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, doing the hot sauce challenge. We are past the habanero. Now we're on ghost pepper. Oh my gosh. I've done some stupid things, Tim, in my life, but I don't know why I listened to you when we were talking about the hot sauce that one day. Let's do that for a show.
I was thinking, by the time I get to ghost pepper, that should be a one. No, this last one is pretty good. Heat unit scale, Scoville scale, 1 million.
What?
A jump of 600,000 to 1 million.
Bullshit.
It's over 1 million. All right.
Should we keep continuing until there's a loser?
I don't think there's going to be a loser, man.
There could be only one, Tim.
I think what there's going to be is two pain in the ass guys sitting there wearing diapers, laying in the hospitals. He's like, was it worth it? It was worth every bite.
So worth it.
What are you doing? I am going to the bathroom. Leave me alone. Just laying there.
Oh, God. I've been dreading this day. I was waiting for someone to talk me out of this. I was waiting for, Sharpie to come to. I'll do it for you.
Oh, God. That would have been great to have all three of us down there. I mean.
Oh, man.
Oh. Did you get some black pepper? Shake it in there. Give it a little flavor.
I'm going to Looney Bin. I might as well go to Looney Bin with Cookie. My head's on fire right now.
Mom, I hope you're watching. I hope you're proud of your little baby boy here. You told me not to do it. Do I ever listen?
No. I didn't even tell my mom about this.
Yeah, my mom to the last night is like, don't do the ghost pepper. Tell me what to do.
I'm a grown man.
I am 27 years old. I am going to.
All right, we'll do it together. I'm going to splash this on your open wound. Oh, no, it sunk. Oh, shit. All right. We'll see you in the loony bin, Tim.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers. There's no good flavor about that.
Why the fuck would you eat that?
Oh, man. About to lick that thing. Babies lick it.
Why? Don't even laugh.
Hey, there's some nuggets up there still.
Yeah, we're gonna have to keep doing this, Tim, till it's gone. All right, I'll ask this question, then we'll go again.
She loves my suffering.
Okay, so you gotta watch Star Wars, the last one. Last.
Finally did see it.
So, were you happy with the ending?
Rey disowning the name of Palpatine and taking on the name of Skywalker. That part I can see. That is.
What's your name?
Rey Skywalker. And I just kind of, fuck.
Take your answer. We can't move on.
Rey Skywalker. She took on the name of Skywalker because Luke first trained her. Reluctantly, because he was just an angry old man, but she turned his head.
I don't think that was a good idea either. Yeah.
Do we gotta keep going?
Were you happy with it?
Yeah, and Leia was kind of like the motherly figure that she never had. They were kind of like fatherly, motherly figure, but brother and sister.
And Palpatine was just that creepy grandpa that you don't want to get.
Yeah, a creepy grandpa you don't want to be around. He even had the grandpa-ly fingers.
You're right there, Tim.
Yep.
All right, round two with the Hubble team. All right. There's that little nugget, and there's that same nugget. Right? Same size? Agree? Or are you tapping out?
I ain't tapping out. No one's right. Tapping out of this.
You keep sounding like Yoda. Tim's like, fuck, dude, shit. Oh, it's crunchy. You can't swallow fast.
Oh. Oh. If I start hallucinating, that's good, right?
My eyes are watering.
I think that's called sweat.
It's called man tears.
Yeah, you're right, don't laugh. I want to blow my nose, but I want to touch my face.
Oh, we're going again?
Bitch, is that all you got? Oh, damn it.
Well, you're fishing out, Tim, you're fishing out.
I'll figure it out.
Oh, God.
I'm glad I don't have to work tomorrow. Next time we get a message, my boss will be like, can you come in? I'm in the hospital. Leave me alone.
Oh, that last one was horrible. I would say that was the worst one because that didn't lead up to shit.
It was 10. It had zero for flavor.
No, seriously, it has no flavor, no smell.
It's just death.
I'm sorry, asshole. All right, Tim, fish that one out.
Yeah.
Can we just do it one more? Let's break it one more down.
You're doing it. I'm doing it.
So if I take a sip, you're gonna take a sip.
I'm good on sipping.
Well, it's gonna have to be the next level.
Someone's gotta be the winner. And
or we open the chips.
Oh, the chips. Like I said.
Boy, I can see right now from Tim. Yeah. Right now from Tim, I can see his nose sweating.
My nose is leaking. I need to blow my nose. I had nothing to blow it with.
Sure, brought more napkins.
Yeah.
Hey, blow.
Last bit.
Your napkins
with the habanero on it. I'm good. I'm good. Tap it out.
You want the
you
milk?
Tap it out.
Right, tap it out. I'll be so the GG.
Timmy means that you can't eat drink.
I did it for 6 months. I could do it for St. Patty's Day. Well, wait until I get home.
The winner.
The winner is him.
Now is there any true winner? Yeah. No, can I legally have a drink now? On a scale of 1, Tim, 1 to 10, Tim, would you try this again?
Yeah, I'd try it again. With regret and remorse.
Oh, man. Is that milk even working?
Ghost pepper cola cleanser. I wake up and I was like that movie Thinner. I'm just gonna be all dead bones, skin.
James Wood. Ooh, that milk is making it worse.
Don't burn me.
I thought it was supposed to smell.
My nose starts burning. I'm running outside.
Oh. All right, guys. This is, has been the Pinto's Lost Chronicles Hot Sauce Challenge.
Yeah.
And Tim has failed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in for season 2, episode 1. I am Pinto.
Thank you. I am Timmy.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Oh. Stay positive out there. Woo-hoo-hoo!
This is Tim at Pinto's Lost Chronicles. Come listen to us at Twitter at Pinto's Lost Chronicles. We will also have a Facebook page at also Pinto's Lost Chronicles. Watch us do the hot wing challenge. My mouth is still burning. Enjoy.